All right, we've got an email from a woman named Michelle who wants to do a second date today. And Michelle must be calling us from the 1990s.
Why?
Because she met a cute guy at a laundromat.
Oh, my God. Did she also send you an email from her AOL account?
Probably. Let me guess, Michelle. You both listened to your Walkman together, and then you bought matching track suits, took the subway home, and watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on TiVo.
Oh, you were spying on us. Okay, great.
Yeah, okay. I knew it. Well, that sounds like a cute story. So what's the name of this guy that you met?
His name is Ryder.
Oh, Ryder. Man. Already wow. Ryder.
Well, he's not from the 90s, that's for sure.
I'd date a Ryder, too. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Yeah. You don't even have to know about him.
So tell us about how you met Ryder.
Yeah, I mean, we met at a laundromat. It was very much like a mute cute because, like, I needed quarters. Uh-huh. And the change machine wasn't working.
Always.
Mm. Yeah, and I got frustrated, and this cute guy noticed and asked if he could help. And he was like, well, I have quarters if you have cash. So, like, I really only brought a dollar, but I needed six quarters.
Oh, no. Man. So now you're a poor laundromat girl.
Yeah.
Yep. And I was like, I have this dollar. And he smiled at me, and he gave me six quarters, and then he pointed at me and he was like, you owe me. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, that's
oh
nice.
My gosh.
I hope you were like, do you have a roll of quarters in your
you
pocket?
Guys.
I don't know about this.
That is actually adorable.
No, is cute.
It?
Is it really?
I like it.
Oh I don't know. I feel
Ryder,
like
and he had the perfect amount of quarters and he was
it's
there
too perfect
right
is
time.
What it is, Brooke.
What
Who
are you
cares?
Saying?
Just let us enjoy life,
no,
Jeffrey.
I don't know if it's from doing this show too much, but we've heard so many of these dating
You're
stories.
Jaded.
I immediately have PTSD about this. I feel like
All
there
right.
must be ulterior
Jeffrey?
Motives with this. I don't. I feel like
Calm
I'm going to screw
down.
This up, Michelle.
Calm
Honestly,
down.
I feel like I'm going to screw this up for you. And if I talk with you, then he
no.
must have some weird motive. Like he wanted to
no.
like,
we
you know,
get it.
Meet
we get
you
it.
And like wash your panties for you in there or something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever he's up to. Michelle, I'm, okay. you know what I'm saying? You deserve better, Michelle. Okay. You deserve.
He just gave her two extra quarters,
you,
Jeffrey.
No, I'm saying you deserve to have a host who's not jaded like
oh.
me, who's actually open to real love
oh.
and a real love story. So you know what? I'm reclusing myself from this second
no,
date.
Yeah, you
I'm going to leave the room, Brooke.
You're the lead host
you know what, Brooke?
Of the show.
You take over.
No,
you take over.
He's
I'm
literally
done.
He's so dumb.
Jeff, you
Why
made
is
one?
This? Okay,
Jeff,
and
oh
he left the room, but
He's
that's fine. That's fine. I am so into your story right now.
Wow.
How did you guys go out on a date? I don't care about Jeffrey's issues.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I did my laundry, and then he comes over to me, and he gives me his card, and he's like, you know, when you're ready to repay me, you can buy me a beer.
Okay, now
oh.
I'm leaving. This guy's setting you up. No, I'm
no!
kidding. No,
you guys,
no. That's cute, actually.
So you, I mean, like, you actually called him. Because that's always a nervous point. Like,
yeah,
you know, do I actually do it? Did you text him? You called him?
Well, look who's walked back in
okay,
the door.
Okay, listen, you guys right. keep interrupting her story. I know
sorry.
Jeffrey is back, okay? They're going for a beer now. That's where we're at, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's going
oh,
for a beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just a beer, dude. It's just
okay.
a beer.
He's mad.
This is like, oh, man, you must have been traumatized because this is like, I feel like a very normal story. And
it really is, Jeff. Let her.
Okay,
okay.
No, go, no okay. go ahead. I'm sure it was very romantic. What did you do?
We're at the bar now.
Okay, so we're at the bar and we have a really good time. Turns out that we both really love movies. And so we talked a lot about Parasite because that was like both of our
oh,
favorite
yeah.
movies.
I still haven't seen
year.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. You have to see it. It's so good. So we talked a lot about that, and then, I mean, he ends up spending the night at my place.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So we went from Parasite right back to your place.
Hey.
Like, oh, you like
yeah.
movies, I like movies, let's sleep together.
Parasite got you going. Isn't that like a horror movie where people are so together?
I wouldn't call it a horror movie, but it's very good. Okay, you have to see
it. Okay, wait. How did you guys get back to your place? Did you invite him?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I mean, it just felt right. It did feel right.
Did
you
it?
No, it just, yeah.
Jeff is not shocked
right.
that you guys slept together at all.
So how was it? I mean, you don't have to give us all the details, but.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but I had a great time.
Good,
you know,
okay.
Nice time.
Best 2 minutes of your life, I'm guessing?
All right.
Oh, maybe I need to leave the room again.
No! Stay
just,
here.
Sorry, keep going, Michelle. Tell me more about...
Aren't you glad that he didn't kill me or something? Like, just be happy.
And that would be different from at least all the other dates that we've heard, so I would have taken that, but that's okay.
Yeah, you'd be talking to a ghost.
Yeah, how would she be on the phone?
Now that would be a cool second
date.
Okay.
But let's go back to this. Okay, so you slept with him, and then what?
Oh, my God.
yeah, so then in the morning, I woke up and just like a dumb rom-com, he was gone. Yeah.
Did he tell you beforehand? I mean, he did hand you a business card that he had work in the morning.
No, it really wasn't discussed. It was a big bummer. Aww. So it was such a cute, like, little meeting, and, like, our date was really nice, and everything was really nice. So I was sort of worried he was kind of like a player, which is why I'm turning to you guys. Oh, I need a little bit of help through this.
I think Jeff agrees with that statement.
I mean, yeah. I kind of do, too. Not
I don't
as intense
know.
As Jeff,
I mean,
he kind of got what he quote-unquote wanted, and then now he moved
I'm
on.
Sure he'll, you know, find you at the airport and go past security, meet you at the gate, stop you from boarding a plane, play like a boombox outside of your window till you fall in love. But I won't know until we call him. So let's play a song. We'll come back, and we'll get your second date. Okay, Michelle?
Okay.
Okay.